USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
U.S. workers filed another 1.5 million new applications for jobless benefits last week as the coronavirus pandemic continues to upend the labor market. Economist Joe Neroff reminds everyone on CBS News.
Continuing unemployment claims, which represent the number of workers collecting unemployment checks, dropped below 20 million. But again, the rate of decline is not nearly as great as expected.
The Trump administration has activated the National Guard to protect monuments during protests in Washington, D.C. Interior Secretary David Bernhardt tells Fox News.
I requested that from the Secretary of Defense, that the National Guard be available to us to protect additional monuments. We will protect these monuments, and we will do it with dispatch and severity.
This is USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians and public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.